Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. You love the Second Amendment? Subscribe to the channel to stay in the know. And let's tell YouTube that the Second Amendment means more than their feelings. So Donald Trump has just named his vice president pick. That is J.D. Vance, the senator out of Ohio. And this pick has some people, a lot of people, scratching their heads. J.D. Vance is 39 years old. He's a freshman senator, does not really have a solid political history. He's one of the new guys. And I figured where we should all know where he stands on the Second Amendment, right? Because with so much going on in this country, we need to know where this ticket stands. We all know about Donald Trump, right? Where he stands, where he stood, at least. He's kind of walked back some of those things that he has said and done, but the proof is in the pudding, we shall see. But where does he go from here? And J.D. Vance has a history of being supportive of the Second Amendment. Before I jump into this further, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Brownells. You love the Second Amendment, then you'll love the tools that you can obtain and work on your tools and have great tools if you check out Brownells. Use code GNG10 over at Brownells and save all kinds of money on all your tools. Thank you, Brownells, for being phenomenal folks. All right, so J.D. Vance, the freshman senator out of Ohio, where does he stand on the Second Amendment? Well, we can go off of his history, off of what he has said and done. He has been vocal in some and in many good areas. Most recently, he was a big proponent of the Supreme Court striking down the bump stock ban, ATF's unconstitutional bump stock ban, redefining a machine gun in the Cargill case. But he's also been a proponent in other areas. I will be that one person who tells you an area where he was wishy-washy. But I will say that many Republicans were wishy-washy in this area initially until they learned more by hearing the wrath of their constituents. Well, before we get to that one wishy-washy area where he has come back strong on, let's talk about what he has been supportive of in his short career here. He has been vocal against Chuck Schumer's attempt recently after the Cargill case came down. Remember, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, they rushed to try to pass a bill to actually ban a bump stock legislatively because Biden was ready to sign it. Well, J.D. Vance came out against that. He said that he called it a fake problem when this all happened just a couple weeks ago. Now, he was backed by the NRA, which doesn't really mean much anymore. Why people parade that around like it's an accomplishment is honestly beyond what I can comprehend, because the NRA is just not what it used to be. He did, remember when Biden, before Dettelbach was made to be the permanent director of the ATF, remember the name Chipman, David Chipman, the ATF agent who was looking to run the facility, run the organization. Terrible, terrible guy on guns. We all, the community at large, just hammered away at that until ultimately they just dropped his consideration altogether because he was a terrible, terrible choice. Vance came out against that, against Chipman. He actually called him, I think the quote was, the worst kind of gun grabber. So, like, as bad as a gun grabber is, like, he was the worst of them, which means a lot, especially when you're a politician, right, to come out and throw somebody so far down the doldrums that they're the worst of the worst. Now, one of the things I also think we should know is that Vance has said a couple times that, yeah, we have, I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember everything he said word for word, but it was a conversation about gun violence, and we all know there's no such thing, it's just violence perpetrated with guns, and he's actually one of the few that has come out and said that. J.D. Vance has said, you know, like, we don't have a gun violence problem, we have a violence problem, and it just happens to be done with guns. And, but he said that, you know, the actual problem is like a lack of policing problem, meaning, you know, everybody wanted to defund police, but then when the crime skyrocketed as a result, everybody wants to say it's the guns when it was actually not. It's the soft on crime policies of the Democrats of the last, you know, 4 to 110 years. He has been pretty good on that stuff thus far. Now, one area where he was wishy-washy was back in the day in Ohio, I think it was 2018, after Parkland. Yeah, 2018 was Parkland. He initially said that he backed red flags because we got to do something to get guns away from dangerous people. He has since come out. He's totally changed his stance on that. I think he actually learned what a red flag was, and he has been vocal against them since. In fact, case in point, remember the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act from a couple years ago? He was a strong vocal opponent of that bill. He did not like the red flags in there. In fact, he called it a slippery slope, one that you shouldn't be using because it'll affect people's Second Amendment rights. So it seems like he did learn, because he's been a very vocal person against red flags since. And he has been someone who has vocally been in favor of a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. So that's an update on J.D. Vance. I honestly don't know why Trump picked him. There were probably other options on the table that would have brought more to the table, meaning, not that I want Marco Rubio, but we're just going to use Marco Rubio as an example. You bring Marco Rubio in, then you have a Hispanic from Florida, then you bring in that Hispanic vote, particularly in Florida, where it's a swing state, he needs to win. You know, stuff like that. There were other candidates, like Dr. Ben Carson would have brought in a bunch of angles, not just the Black Americans who vote, but also like doctors. You know, he's the top in the nation at what he does. So I don't know why he took him, but we're going to see what happens here. But wanted you guys to know that the running mate of Donald Trump has been in favor of the Second Amendment. So at least we're off to a good start today. We'll see what happens. But as more information comes out, I'll bring it to you every single day here on Guns and Gadgets. Subscribe to the channel if you want to stay in the know. Check out Brownells, use code GNG10 and save bigly on all of the things there. Have a great day, y'all. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.